Illinois Radio Network Sports, I'm Jason Gotch. The baseball All-Star selections have been announced, and it's the year of the Cub. The Cubs have 7 All-Stars. Their entire infield will be starting this game. It's only the second time that's ever happened in MLB history. Zobrist, Russell, Bryant, and Rizzo will all start on the infield. And here is Anthony Rizzo talking about that accomplishment.
It'll be really cool, you know, starting the game and throwing to those guys there in San Diego. So it's awesome. It's really cool that we're all going. And, you know, John and Jake, too. It's awesome. And Dexter, it's going to be a lot of fun.
And Dexter Fowler of the Cubs, one of the outfield starters. Pitchers Jake Arrieta and John Lester make the squad as well. Only one All-Star each for the Cardinals and White Sox. Matt Carpenter and Chris Sale are also headed to San Diego for Tuesday night's Midsummer Classic. Cards lose again to the Pirates, 5-2 at Busch. Cards drop the first 2 games of the 4-game set. Mike Leake allows all 5 runs in 6 innings of work. He takes the loss. Former Cardinal catcher Eric Fryer had 3 RBIs in his first game for Pittsburgh. The series continues tonight, 7:15 first pitch with Jaime Garcia starting. Reds outslug the Cubs 9-5 at Wrigley. The Cubs hit 4 homers in the game, 2 of those coming from Addison Russell. Rubber game this afternoon. White Sox get blanked by the Yankees 9-0 at the Cell. Carlos Rodon takes the loss there. Sox catcher Alex Avila suffers a hamstring injury. He's headed to the DL. Brewers beat the Nationals 5-2 in D.C., second straight win for the crew in the nation's capital. They try for the 3-game sweep this afternoon. Hockey, the Blackhawks signed veteran forward Jordan Tutu to a 1-year deal. He's 33 years old and has played 12 seasons in the NHL. Tutu played the last 2 years with New Jersey. Football is right around the corner. Illini quarterback Wes Lunt has been named to the Maxwell Award watch list. The Maxwell Award honors college football's top player. This is IRN.